Right, that only says live stream because it's doing transcription at the same time. Okay, that's what that is, if you want to know. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Pods Like Us. I'm Martin Crubell, known to my friends as Marv, and this time I'm speaking with Nafemi from the podcast Teens Talk with Nafemi. Hey Nafemi, thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me too.
No problem. It's great to chat with you. I mean, you know, before going into the show history, I'll just say that I think it's great that younger people are doing, podcasting, and, you know, that there's a market there for all these different types of shows, including your own.
Yes.
So what is the history of the show? What made you decide to actually start the show, and what was your initial idea for it?
Okay, so I decided to start Teens Talk with Nafemi because I wanted my voice to be heard, and I also wanted to make an impact to teenagers.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of person that I like advising people. I like speaking to them. I like making them feel better. So, and when I prayed about it, God gave me the go ahead. So that was why I decided to start podcasting.
Well, I mean, one of the good things about it is that it is a positive show as well. So you've got really good messages there. And then when you do chat with people, it's just there, and it is like a nice positive, not very long, but just like a bit of a rise for people. If they're a bit down or they need a bit of a get up or something, then it's there for them for that.
Yes.
So what makes you decide what subjects you're going to choose and who you talk with?
So concerning the particular topic I decided to speak about, most times is either I'm inspired by something, then I choose to talk about it. Or most times when I do like a survey or a study, I realize that that is what people are actually going through at that particular time. Then I decide to shed more light on it. Or it can be what I'm actually going through at that particular time. And I feel that if I share my experience or I share my story concerning it, somebody out there will be able to learn from it, and it will help them too.
That's great. So do you script your shows or do you have just a basic idea and then go from there?
Yeah, basically, I have just a basic idea. Then I jot what the ideas that I have down. So while I'm recording that episode, I can look at what I've written down to help me in speaking too. So that it's not just a random thing and I don't end up talking off points.
Okay. And how do you choose and get hold of the people that you speak with?
Most times when I record an episode, I post it on my status and other social media handles so that I'll be able to get across to my audience.
Okay. And how do you record and then edit the show?
Most times I either use my phone or my laptop, and with the help of my mic. So yes, that's how I record the episode. Then I edit it through the editing app on my laptop.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you.
So what does podcasting do for you? Does it actually do something for you in yourself? Does it give you some sort of, good, sort of feeling, or,
Yeah, podcasting makes me happy. It's something that I've actually grown to love. So doing it makes me happy. It's something I'm always eager to do every time. And getting reviews from a lot of people encourages me to do better and encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing. And it's something that relaxes me. I actually find joy doing it. So yes, it makes me happy.
It's great. And where do you get the music from for the show?
The podcasting app I use to record my episodes. I use Anchor, which is now Spotify for podcasters. So it has sounds and interludes on that particular app. So that's what I use.
Okay. So it's just yourself that's doing the show then? You haven't got anybody helping you to do it? It's just you and Anchor? And I mean, it's really good. The Anchor app or Spotify for podcasting, it gives you so much to do.
Yes.
Yep. And you have some fantastic artwork for each episode as well. You really do put the time in on making the show stand out.
Yes. Thank you.
So did you have that concept for the artwork and everything when you are coming to record the show, or do you do it in different stages? Do you do the show and then when you've done it, you edit the show to what you want it to be, and then you look at the artwork and the whole aesthetic of it?
Yes. After I'm done recording the show, that's when I fit in the description, and that's when I decide on a particular artwork to use for the episode.
So what software do you use then to create the artwork?
Most times I use Canva, or most times I look for artworks that I can use on Google. So,
he's one to catch you out then, maybe, I don't know. So, you know, what five life lessons, let's say, because your show is very much about, you know, trying to help people with advice, and, you know, there's some very good spiritual help in there with a lot of your episodes, the Fruits episodes. So what would you say are your five, you know, top life lessons or things that help you in life?
Okay. First of all, I'll say that in anything you do or in anything you want to venture into, always carry God along to lead you and guide you. And I'll also say that every single time you do something, always be consistent about it. Because yes, there are times you actually feel discouraged. There are times you actually feel that you don't want to do it again. But you just have to keep being consistent. And another thing is, don't compare yourself to others. Like, when you see people's growth is actually a process. So don't compare yourself to others. Just keep being you. Just keep doing things at your own pace. And with time, you actually see the growth that you need. And the last thing I'm also going to add is, just be yourself. Because once it is something you like doing, you find happiness doing it, you find joy doing it. So just be yourself and don't try to be somebody else. Just be yourself.
Well, I think those are all lessons that everyone should listen to and take note of, because there's a problem in this world where people can get almost sucked into, I don't know, I mean, I'm guessing, is it the same over there where people can be influenced by the media into thinking that, oh, this person is this, so you need to be that way? And really, people need to not be, because they've got special these circumstances around the way that these people are and how they live. And, you know, you live your life the way that you live your life, and they live theirs.
Yes.
It's a bit like, you know, people will look at somebody in a newspaper who's famous or something, and they'll think, oh, I can look like that.
Yes.
And then they'll do all that they can to look that way.
Yes.
But in a sense, that's a bit hollow and doesn't really work, because you might pay all this money to do this, that, and the other to yourselves, and then when you get there, there's still an emptiness because you've not, because you're not that person. You are who you are.
Yes, you don't feel fulfilled when you actually get to that stage.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to people if they wanted to do a podcast themselves?
Okay, the advice I'll give is before you start podcasting, actually know exactly what you want to go into. Actually know your niche, your podcasting niche that you want to go into. And the most important of all is just stay consistent, because your listeners like it when you show up all the time. So be consistent. Yes.
Okay. And what do you yourself like to listen to podcasting-wise? And are there specific shows that inspire you as a podcaster?
Yes, I personally like listening to self-help podcasts, growth podcasts, and podcasts that is about motivation and lifestyle. And I have friends that are also into podcasting. So yes, I enjoy listening to their podcasts too.
Are there any specific shows that you want to shout out that you really, really enjoy?
Yes. I'll say shout out to Youth Digest. It is a podcast for youths about growth, about self-help and motivation too. And I also shout out to the Fikemi Adeoju podcast. She's an amazing lady and I love her content on her podcast. And I also shout out to Ura Radio, because those are the podcasts I listen to frequently.
What is the actual podcasting world like where you are, you know, in the African continent? Is there a really big industry there for podcasting, you know, indie scene?
I don't really know much about that because I just started podcasting, so I'm still getting to know more of the podcast communities. I've joined some groups about podcasting, and I'll say that a large percentage of the African countries into podcasting, because I can say of a numerous amount of people that I know are into podcasting. So yes, I'll say that it is really going well here.
Really good. I mean, how did you then did you have people who were spurring you on then over there, like family or friends?
Yes, I have friends that encourage me, and my parents too have also supported me in my podcasting journey, and my family too.
That's great. So where can people find you and get hold of you then, Nefemi?
They can get hold of me on WhatsApp, because that is the basic social media that I'm active on. And my podcast is also available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and various other platforms too. So they can listen to me there and reach me on WhatsApp.
That's great. Anyway, thank you for speaking with me, Nefemi. I apologize for the initial you know, problems with the internet that I had.
No problem. Thank you for having me too. It's a great honor to be here too.
Thank you very much. So if I get any more, are you open to coming on to a chat at some point? Because I've been speaking with Ariel Nissenblatt from Earbuds Collective, and we were saying how it would be great to have a handful of younger podcasters and just have a discussion between a number of, like I said, younger podcasters to push that side of the internet, I mean, of the podcasting world out there. Are you open for that at some point?
Yes, no problem.
Okay. Thank you, Nefemi, for speaking with me. You can find Pods Like Us at Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and contact us on podslikeus@gmail.com. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening, and hope you listen again to another episode of Pods Like Us. Nefemi, is there anything else you want to speak about?
No.
With your show? No, not at all. No. Nothing that no. you want to put out there or anything? Nothing that we missed?
No.
Okay, I'll let you get on then. I do apologize for the time, you know, with the problem.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Take care.